we're going to talk about three key Senate Democrats who aren't going to run in the fall, but the biggest one is the longtime Connecticut Senator, Chris Dodd. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Blame politics and other things with you here on these airwaves across America on a little old show called America Tonight. President Obama topping, of course, most newscasts, I think, nationally, internationally, and locally, with his discussion about the terror attack, saying that the dots were not connected. Gee, you think? We'll get into that here in a second, too. And I mentioned this in a previous show, sadly. The word is that the CIA bomber who ended up killing so many young, bright intelligence folks over in Afghanistan was a double agent, was a spy, basically, who killed the seven people in the CIA, sadly, just a handful of days ago. And he was thrown into jail by Jordanian intelligence, thank goodness, because he was somebody who went in initially saying that he was going to track down Al-Qaeda's number two leader, and that's what gained him access to the inner sanctum, I guess, if you will, in Afghanistan as far as the CIA was concerned. It has some ugly details on that. In the meantime, a lot of people protesting what's going on with the screening coming into this country. 14 countries on the list, Saudi Arabia being one of them, Nigeria, Afghanistan, Iraq would be on the list too. In Cuba, they're actually protesting the U.S. screening of airline passengers. That's a country that's been on the list anyway already before, so we'll jump into that. And then the detainees being transferred to Yemen temporarily, no more of the Guantanamo Bay folks will be sent to that country for now after this failed Christmas terror plot to blow up one of our airplanes. All right, so here's the deal. Jumping into the Obama thing and the not connecting the dots. I listened to what he said, and I think it was fine what he said, saying it's not acceptable. Of course, he would come out and he would say that I would agree and he wouldn't tolerate it. The problem is I think that there's too much of this, that it's time to cut the nonsense. How can you not connect the dots as it's been this long? If you or I were on a job somewhere, I don't care what job you do, and it took you 8 years to connect the dots. Now, I'm not saying all those people that were responsible for this were necessarily there for that long. They were probably there longer, actually. I don't think that we would be staying in our positions. So I don't understand why there wasn't some casualty, so to speak, in these departments that messed up. Because there had to be a couple of key things that happened in dropping the ball. First of all, the embassy, who actually had the father walk in, call, really try to get the message across, gee, my son's not right. He's spouting all kinds of anti-American rhetoric. I'm really scared. There is this element in Yemen, and I'm seeing it, and I'm seeing that he is part of Al-Qaeda. That's basically what he told the folks at the embassy, yet that isn't forwarded. That information isn't forwarded. His name isn't checked. Abdullah Mutallab, the 23-year-old. So none of that information gets pushed on, gets moved forward. How is he going to be stopped? How many security agencies failed to move it down the line? Because this was preventable. As he continued to talk, the president mentioned how he had met with the high level folks in security, and as I said, pointed the finger, it's not acceptable, this can't happen, I won't tolerate it. And there were all kinds of interesting quotes that came out of his private meeting. He had a secure White House Situation Room meeting. And here's the thing, the big hole in the deal is that nobody in the government is held accountable for this. How's that possible? Not one person is held accountable for this. You know, it's interesting because usually think of any administrations and think of major screw-ups. And you know how it takes and we'll see because we'll watch this. But you know how it takes maybe a week at the most and then somebody's resigning because they know they're going to get the axe. They know it's obvious. So nobody gets axed in this whole thing. And what they're saying is that the president believes blame is shared enough, that it wasn't just one agency or one official clearly enough at fault to be fired. So we continue to identify these security holes, and it has to be filled. I mean, it's more than unacceptable. Didn't we start Homeland Security for a reason? Aren't we as taxpayers funding these positions? So we're funding these positions, but yet it's not doing us any good. It's not providing the real security we need it when we need it. And we continue to hear and see that depending on, I don't care, you can pick any show from Larry King to any of the Fox shows to any MSNBC and the terrific experts that they've had on, experts that we've had on, and they say the same thing. I mean, we could play this out. I could go into the America Tonight vault and play all the conversations I've had over the years with Frank Gaffney. He's at the head of the Center for Policy Control and worked in the government, defense. And we could play all those back, and it would be saying the same thing. It would. So after 9/11, we're saying the same things, but yet nothing different is happening. This I don't understand. So the information was there. And you have a suspected terrorist. He's able to just board the plane with the explosives on Christmas Day. I mean, this is more than failing to connect the dots. I mean, this is could have been beyond disastrous. I don't think you can even use the word disastrous. So anyway, there weren't any new steps that were announced to improve security systems or the intelligence or the sharing of the information. But the president did say they would be coming, that there would be, and this is the thing, this is what I hate. Okay, so now there's going to be more changes for airport travelers in the sharing of intelligence. And, okay, what does that mean for the airport travelers when they say that? What does that mean? Get ready. All I'm saying is, if you're planning on going overseas, just get ready for the weight of your life at an airport, wherever it is. I'm all for safety, but it's like a little bit too late on this whole thing. You got to think, this guy's name was in a huge database of about 550,000 terror suspects. He wasn't on the other list that would have done the additional screening, but it was an omission. He should have been there based on the things that happened. His visa was intact despite the father's warnings. The airport screening didn't detect the bomb-making stuff that he brought on board with him. Yeah, it's more than a lapse. It's more than people not sharing information. Something is definitely wrong at the top, no question about that. All right, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. When the president says it's not acceptable, I won't tolerate it, does it make you feel more secure? And saying that more security measures will be put into place and that there will be changes also for airline travelers, does that make you feel confident that the right things are being done? We'll talk about that and some other things on the flip side here on America Tonight.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 5th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,124.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,155.56, $577.78 for a half ounce, or $288.89 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,155.56, $577.78, and $288.89.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Two, three, go. Ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh,
all right, coming up, we do have to lighten the load. Somebody wrote me an email and said, oh, the mood is so heavy on America Tonight, Kate. Well, they weren't listening to Nail the Score, some of the nonsense about Tiger Woods. How can you not laugh about the Tiger Woods situation? Anyway, we're going to let you hear the new voiceover for CBS, and you can tell me whether you think it's any good or not. Right now, though, we are talking about some serious things. The situation in the skies and whether or not you feel better and feel a little bit more reassured by what the president has said, that yes, we're going to take new measures. We're going to add some security, and also there's going to be some changes for airline passengers. Call me a cynic, but it doesn't make me feel that much more comfortable, because connecting the dots should have happened a long time ago, even previous to this administration. But we don't know what would have happened under the previous Homeland Security Director, or what would have happened at the gates, or what would have happened with the agencies. I mean, who dropped the ball? You know, the embassy obviously had the information. They didn't move it forward so that the proper people could stop this guy. They had time to do it, for goodness sake. I mean, you have a father. It's like a scene from a bad movie where you have a father pleading, because he's worried about his son. That's the thing. He's worried about his son doing something crazy. And so obviously he was trying to stop that from happening. Not so much that he was so concerned about America. He's concerned about his kid. His kid has gone off the deep end, and he knows that something is going to happen. And he tried to warn them, and they did not heed what he was saying. They did not pay attention. And luckily that plane didn't blow up. Now, of course, we're always playing catch-up. We're always reacting and not acting. How many times have I said that on America Tonight about anything coming out of Washington? Can we ever be in front of the situation? Can we ever be the leaders? Can we ever put it out there first instead of reacting to everything? I mean, please, it's time for some fresh voices. As we move into 2010, we move into 2011, because the House seats, I think, are going to change. We need some fresh blood in D.C. Chris Dodd is gone. He's going to announce that he's retiring officially tomorrow. I think that's a good thing, and they had him absolutely cold on a couple of things, and I think that's why, and the polling numbers were awful, he knew he wasn't going to be reelected. 800-259-5791. It's the number to jingle to be a part of the show. You can throw in your 2 cents. Let's go out to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Yeah, how are you?
How you been?
I've been good. I'm glad that you called.
You made through the holidays okay?
I did. We got some, actually, you're in Illinois, so you're used to cold temperatures and snow, but in Dallas, where our satellite studio is, we actually had snow all the way on Christmas Day. It was crazy.
It's been about 5 below up here.
That's right, 5 below, yikes.
Yeah. No, you're talking about that embassy. You ought to fire them all out there.
I think so, too.
I mean, they told them, why didn't they pass it on to alert everybody, you know? Don't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. And so, once again, and what Obama did say, or what Robert Gibbs said, the White House spokesperson, Rick, is, well, it was a collective screw-up, so we didn't really have one person to blame. And that's not true. You can't tell me that we don't have smarter people that could be stationed at that embassy that would like that job. Kids that have graduated with international study degrees and speak languages, different languages, and could connect the dots. Come on, there has to be.
Yeah, you think there would be. I mean, just use a little common sense.
That's right.
We're going to fire them all, and I think the American people will admire him better for that and stand up, you know.
It's an old saying. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, guess what?
Yeah.
It is a duck. So the bottom line is that. You know this, Rick. You've had jobs in your life, all kinds of jobs. Think of even when you were a kid. Any job that I had, I don't care if it was stringing tennis rackets, there's only going to be so much they're going to tolerate before, even if they like me, they let me go.
Yeah, always just, when I work at, people keep coming late, keep coming in and work late.
Yep.
And tell them, warn them, roll them up, and they fire them.
Yep.
You know, get somebody who wants to work. That's what they ought to do. They ought to go there and fire them all, and like you said, go get some people that, I know the people want jobs, put them over there, and then somebody walks in and says, hey, watch out for this guy. So you put them everybody on alert, so look out for him.
But they missed it. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Rick. It makes absolutely no sense. Thank goodness for those people. Because I'll tell you, if I was on that plane and I started to hear all this stuff, I would be my hair would be on fire. I'd be so upset because I would realize how my government let me down. How I could have been executed in the skies because somebody didn't, in an embassy stationed right there in Yemen, they didn't pass on the information.
Yeah. Like you walk in the police station, hey, my neighbor's going to rob this bank. I heard him talking about it. And they just sit there and go back to a donut shop, you know, not do nothing about it.
I like the donut shop reference. But I have some friends that are cops. They laugh when people say that, but it's true. You're right. You're right. If you did that, and then you know what would happen? This is good. That's a great example. If you, because I've seen it in Dallas, I've seen it in Philly, I've seen it in Chicago, with corruption, if you did do that, if you filed a report and said, here's what I'm being told, I'm worried, da 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 da, he's got a machine gun, he's got a posse with them, they're saying they're going to plot and do this, and they didn't do anything, you know what, that chief, if the chief knew, or whoever knew, at the police force would be at the very least suspended.
Yeah.
You know, yep. Good example.
My cousin works for the state police anyway, so, you know, I'm always getting on about the donut shop.
I have a brother-in-law who's a cop, and I say that stuff to him all the time, too, I know.
Yeah.
And he works some of those late hours, so he says, whatever we have to do to keep awake. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, what happened to them Eagles?
Oh, they folded like a cheap suit. It was humiliating. Are you kidding me? They came so unprepared. I was shocked. And now they get the joy of playing Dallas again in Dallas. And I could only think, Rick, that they're not going to perform that way on Saturday night. But, boy, I was shocked. I was shocked. Nobody did anything. Donovan McNabb, to me, didn't look all that great. They just looked unprepared.
Yeah, it looked like they might have partied all night.
That's right.
Game or something.
Exactly. They look like they almost look like, who cares, we're already in the playoffs, but
yeah.
Which was stupid because they would have gotten a bye. So there was something to play for, no doubt, and they didn't. We'll see what happens Saturday.
Let's hope they play better than that.
Let's hope they play better than that is right. Rick, don't forget, we're doing another Nail the Score because we have it all the way through the playoffs, by the way.
Thursday
night.
Okay.
We're doing it. All right,
okay.
So be there, be square. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, take care.
You too. Rick's example was a great one because what if you go down and you file a report? Then I've seen it. I've seen it happen. That somebody knew something, they didn't do anything about it, and they got in trouble, at the very least suspended. Sometimes, depending on what you're talking about, could lead to firing as well. So to me, that's the biggest problem, that you couldn't point to one situation. How could you not point to one situation? I can point to one situation. I don't even know the circumstances. I don't know how the information was disseminated, but I know this much. I know for sure, and this happened twice. The father had the conversation in the embassy with somebody in the embassy, the person at the embassy, and it wasn't a secretary, it wasn't someone just taking a message. So whoever that person was in the embassy, there's your person, that's one right there, that failed to report it. How did that happen? Did they take the information, give it to an underling, and tell them, please put this out, put it on the terror list, make sure he's on the no-fly watch, no-fly list? Obviously not. But that's one person for sure, probably two, if it was given to somebody else who was supposed to, if it was delegated to somebody else and they were supposed to do it. So I think there was somebody responsible. You could find at least one or two for sure. And I say this and seriously, all of you know this. You know, it's like the old jobs about, it's like people that don't like unions and they make jokes about the unions. That's a union job. You have to pry them from it because the unions stick up for them and there's no way they will ever get fired. It's like you're Teflon when you're working so far in this year for this administration. Sometimes you just got to call it what it is. If someone makes a mistake, they have to go. So somebody should have been responsible for this. If it's not Homeland Security because they weren't given the information, then it's not Homeland Security. If it's the embassy, if it's the State Department, whoever it is, there were people that you could point to. I'm just not buying what they're selling. And it's like getting a talking to. It's like the thing with kids. Oh, we're giving them a timeout, and then you see the kids run around like crazy, throw things in the air at the restaurant, they don't pay attention. You know what would happen to me when I was a kid? It's swat in the behind. How many of you got that and never behaved that way again? So here's just a little slap on the wrist. Give me a break. 800-259-5791.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
All right, coming up here on ATN, we have the big giveaway for the Dave Pell Scoff School. We're going to do that, I promise. Also, in just a few minutes, we're going to go to the mailbag, and we're going to let you hear what Michael Steele had to say, the GOP response to Obama and the administration and the responsibility for what happened on December 25th. Let's go to Betty in Kentucky first, though. Hey, Betty.
The December the 25th bomber or terrorist or whatever he is, our government knew about this and they could have stopped it, but it's in their plan to keep this terrorism thing going. So they're allowing this stuff to slip through because they want us to think that we're threatened by terrorists. The person on the other end that convinced this person to be a terrorist in the first place is working for our government. The plan is to keep this war going. And these terrorists don't even realize who they're working for. And they're just being throwing their lives away for nothing.
Let me stop you there. So do you think it comes from the very highest levels or somewhere in between?
I think it comes from the very highest levels, and I think it comes from other countries. It's not just the U.S. It's a plan. It's a big, big plan, and it will be one world government, and people will have a number. And it may be a chip, it may be a card, it may be something. But they're setting us up for this, and it's not going to happen tomorrow. But right now, it's just the getting everyone's frame of mind. They're sort of like brainwashing everyone, the world. Not just the U.S., but, the news goes all over the world. and all countries, you know, hear about what's going on in the U.S. and all that. But it's to get it so that eventually it'll be a one world government. Barack Obama is just a puppet. I mean, he looks like a puppet. But the thing is, this healthcare thing, that's just another thing that they're doing to keep people, the public, me, you, everyone else, just kind of uneasy. They want to keep us scared and uneasy. If they pass the healthcare bill and you pay $8,000 for your insurance premium, then you're going to have to pay a tax on that. Well, if you don't pay $8,000 for your insurance this year, but by 2013, if you're paying $8,000 or $10,000 because they're going to allow the premiums to continue to go up, then everyone's going to be paying a big tax on their insurance premium because the premium will go up. It's just sickening.
Right, it's sickening. I think the healthcare thing, I agree with that part. I think it's sickening to think, Betty, that we would tax people for not having health insurance. If somebody opts to not have health insurance, then there are plenty of people that fall into that category, which is never discussed. I think it is sickening that they would be taxed for it. Ridiculous. It's a zero-sum game, no doubt about that. And as anybody has listened to me rail about the health care reform, I think there needs to be reform, but not in the version that we're seeing on the Hill. And I'm not so sure there's enough protest and enough blowback that originally it was where it's no way it's going to pass and it's before Christmas and then it's well we're going to get it in before Christmas and now we're off to the races on another side. And I think you have to remember this no matter what you ultimately think the end game is, in the interim what the game is to get elected. So who's ever pulling whatever strings, and I believe it is a big political machine in Washington, I think that there's blurry lines between the parties. That's why I like the idea of having a new, fresh third party, because the system is broke the way it is with the favors and the way things are meted out in D.C., no doubt about that. But ultimately, the problem becomes that, you know, again, there are so many things that have to be dealt with. It gets to the point where it is more than ridiculous. Ridiculous is even a word I think that we would use to describe it. It's beyond ridiculous. But still, that's why when you can call talk shows, that's why when you can push in the polls, when you get asked about a senator or somebody in the House or whatever, respond, and try to do whatever you can. Have your own thoughts. Think your own thoughts on whatever it is that you believe is happening, what you think the end game is. But without a doubt, the end game is get mine, get reelected, and that's why people like Chris Dodd, because of the polling numbers, because people are complaining in Connecticut, he knows he's not going to be reelected, and he knows that there was some nonsense going on with the mortgage and the sweetheart deal he got, even though the ethics committee cleared him, and that was just one thing. Also the stimulus, the way he voted there, and other things that ultimately led to his demise, and he knew it, so that's why he's getting out of the game, and he's not the only one. So you can do something about it. Please don't think that you have to take it. You can do something. 800-259-7791. All right, Michael Steele is becoming very unpopular with the Democrats, and no doubt he is the chairman of the GOP, of the committee. So he would be naturally an adversary, but he had some interesting things to say about Obama. I'm laughing because I was half tired when I saw it, and then I actually taped it and replayed it back again to make sure I was hearing things correctly. He's saying that Obama has to take administration has to take responsibility for what happened on December 25th. And beyond that, you have to take a look at what specifically they are doing in as far as terrorism is concerned. And here's what he said in answer to Meredith Vieira's question about that.
Well, I don't think it's a question of saying one way or the other who's more or less concerned. What it is looking at the approach the administration has taken from its very first moments coming in, talking about, you know, closing down Gitmo with no strategy or plan to do that. And here we are a year later, and Gitmo's still a part of the mix. Now, with this recent incident, given everything in between, there is this image, at least, that's been created, this presence of the presidency and so forth that is not consistent in their approach to foreign policy. And there are a lot of questions out there. And what I try to do in my book for Republicans is to say, let's talk about these issues in the context of our core principles and those things that we believe are going to be fundamental to helping America move forward to on the economy and a lot of issues, including national security.
All right, and then, of course, Dick Cheney taking a heat from a lot of people, hits from even Republicans on comments that he's made about Obama and being too soft on terror, the former VP. So Michael Steele had some thoughts on whether Cheney was hurting the GOP attack by attacking Obama on terrorism. Was he actually subtracting from the Republicans?
I think the vice president has made it very clear, and I think he's been very consistent and correct in saying that the inconsistency in the Obama administration's approach to foreign policy, particularly with respect to terrorism, is a concern.
But if you can't call a thing what it is,
that's the point. If you can't call a thing what it is, then there's a question about what do you think it is. You can't look at this as an intervention. You can't look at this as dealing with criminals as you would the guy who robbed a 7-Eleven, you know, when you're trying to hijack a plane. I think the American people know full well what this is. They view it as a war against terrorism. They view a terrorist as a terrorist, not as a criminal who is subject to the same constitutional privileges and rights that you and I are. You've got to be kidding me. So when you have this as the landscape on which we're conducting foreign policy, Dick Cheney and others, whether they're former Bush administration officials or not, everyone's taking a look at this from a very critical eye. My job and my role is to get the party prepared from the bottom all the way up to the top to go out and engage in these on these issues.
All right, Steele says, and I think it's right, that there are people that certainly get what's going on and that Americans know what terrorism is. So why continue to do all the shuffling?
We moved away from those fundamental principles that have defined us for generations, those things that anchored us, whether you're talking about national security or the economy or health care, whatever the issues. When you move away from those principles about the role of government, the role and responsibility of individuals to create wealth in this economy, not the government, that's when you get on the slippery slopes that we've been on the last year. That's when you lose elections as we've done since 2006. Now we have a time to refocus our energies and re-anchor ourselves in those principles and move forward. And those within the party and outside the party who don't adhere to that, then do something else. At some point, this administration has to take responsibility for what it's doing. It has to take responsibility for its decisions. They are having an impact, whether domestically or internationally. And you've got to account for it, and this is that one of those breakpoints where you stop and assess how is the administration doing and how are the members of his party, as it was under Bush and as it was under Reagan and others, how are they performing and what are they doing to protect us, allow us to grow our economy, and allow us to live free without as much government interference as they're giving us?
All right, so there you go. Steele's two cents on what's happening, and he's the other version of it. Bottom line is there's more problems than transparency with this entire year that's happened with this new president. And I think some of it obviously was inherited, whether we're talking about the economy, whether we're talking about this situation with airport security. But it's scary stuff, let me tell you. And when you travel, I mean, it used to be, like I said before, you travel, you were excited, boom, you're going somewhere. Now you're thinking, how many hours do I need? What are they going to do to me? Are they going to strip search me? Am I going to get this body scanner stuff? And in the end, is it us? Are we the people that are the terrorists that are trying to bomb the airlines? Crazy. Coming up, sports shorts here on America Tonight.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I'm going to have the drawing for the Pels Goth School. He's a guy who he has some good ideas about the game of golf. I mean, there's all kinds of instruction you can get. Put your arm this way, keep it straight, follow through, keep your head down. But he has some definite interesting theories on the short game, and it's a $500 value. That's what you need to know, which is incredible. $500. Wow. And you will have a much better short game. So if the person who wins does not play golf, that's okay. They can pass it on to somebody they know that does as a terrific present. So we'll do that in a second. But speaking of presents, I wonder what kind of a present he'll get for his retirement. You know, when you retire an athlete, especially when you do it in the off season, there's no farewell hurrah. I mean, ask Brett Favre about that. He had a couple of retirement farewells, and then he didn't retire, and that's good news, I guess, for Viking fans, certainly. But Randy Johnson, the guy who at 6'10", remember, he's almost scrawny in his physique, but what an incredible pitcher he was, the big unit. One of the best pitchers, rather, of all time. I had a chance to see him pitch a lot, whether he was playing for Arizona or Seattle or whoever he was playing for. I had some good opportunities to watch him. And as a lefty, you know, that whole thing about left-handed pitchers, he at times was so overpowering. So last June he hit the 300 mark in wins, and he decided that it was time to step aside from the game. 46 years old, five times winning the Cy Young Award. He has a World Series ring, of course. Curt Schilling and he were like the tag team partners on that Arizona team that beat the Yankees. And he was a co-MVP and a 10-time All-Star. He had two no-hitters. He had a perfect game. He's second on the career strikeout list. And he finishes with a record of 303 wins, 166, and 4,875 strikeouts to be exact. He played for, I mentioned a couple teams where I saw him play, with Seattle and Arizona and, of course, the Yankees, San Francisco, Houston, Montreal. That's where he started his career, Montreal. And his strikeouts are the most by a left-hander and second to my man Nolan Ryan at 5,714. It's funny because Ryan played into his 40s. He was 47 years old, so same thing with Johnson. Wow, incredible. Did you ever have a chance to see Randy Johnson pitch, Matt?
I do believe, I don't exactly remember it because I was little, but I know when he pitched for the Mariners, I saw him in the Metrodome a couple times.
Mm.
I know I saw Nolan Ryan, too, when he was on his last leg with the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy, who did I see? Mark McGwire, when he was on his big home run tear, he came to the Dome, too. So those are kind of the big three that I remember seeing.
Yeah, that's good. Nolan Ryan, seven no-hitters.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And how many? Randy Johnson had a couple, too. How many did he
have? Two no-hitters.
Two, and then he had five Cy Young Awards.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yep. Amazing.
One bird down.
Yep. One bird, that's right. And he'll be in the, I'm sure he'll be a first-time Hall of Famer in Cooperstown. He was fun. He was absolutely fun to watch. I don't know how many people watched this, but the Orange Bowl, they were complaining about how chilly it is. But I dare say that people around the United States are much chillier. People were complaining because it was 49 degrees at the Orange Bowl. And, it, you know, that is pretty cold for the Orange Bowl. There's no doubt about that. You're not thinking when you're there in Florida that that's the kind of weather you're going to get. But here's what happened. Iowa, with a huge win, I mean, they held off Georgia Tech 24-14. And the Yellow Jackets averaged during the season, if I'm right, maybe 35 points or so. But their only score in the three quarters was an interception return, right? So what a, I mean, it's, you know, what a great thing for the Hawkeyes. They earned their first bowl championship series bowl win, and they matched the school record for wins, and they claimed their highest final ranking since all the way back to 1960. They finished 11-2, so congratulations to the Hawkeyes, because that was tough for them going into that one. But they, you know what, they love that weather. So maybe the chilly weather actually helped them. All right, there's some other things to talk about, including the fact that the Skins have reached a deal with Mike Shanahan in sports shorts. But without further ado, Matt, do we have any drum rolls or exciting music or anything that you can roll for me while I pick a name out of the hat here? I have so many. Ooh, lots of people in this drum. We have an official drum for America tonight. And let's see. Jana, of course, is in this. Clarence, Tom, Edna, Trey, Clifford, Faye, Christina, Mark, Matt, everybody who's ever called in on any of the Nail the Scores, or Dave in Vermont, or anybody who's also sent an email. Matt, are you ready for this? I think he's left the building. There he is. Oh, sweet. He pulled a perfect Paul Schaefer. I love it. All right. Wow. This is a surprise winner. But he emails this show so much. He may be the most frequent emailer and has never, ever called. Jack, he listens to us in Austin, Texas on KJCE. Jack, congratulations. Yeah. How awesome is that? Mm-hmm. Jack, you have won the Pels Golf School. And all you have to do is go on the website and pick out what school you want to go to. But it's a clinic, and we will send that to you. So either call my man Matt in the control room, because we'd love to talk to you, or send me an email. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or again, send me the email at americatonight.net. You know that email address as you use it so often. But we will get that out to you. That's exciting. Wow. Short game, that'd be fun, wouldn't it, Matt? Work on that short game?
I could definitely use some work on that, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, we were just talking about that earlier.
That's the one
in the
thing
show
that has left me that I've recently noticed over, because I haven't been able to golf as much in the last year or two, and my putting's still kind of there. I can still hit my irons pretty well, but it's just my chipping, my short game, I don't know what happened to it, but I completely forgot how to play golf that way.
And, you know, the short game is so key because, you know, you can drive for show, but you putt for dough. You got to be able to score.
Yeah, and I don't know what happened. I used to be really good at it, but it went away from me somehow. So hopefully, maybe I can get some tips sometime from the great golf school.
That's right. Next time, maybe they'll let us get the certificate, not the listeners, because you and I aren't eligible for any of this fun stuff.
Yeah, but you never know. Maybe we can get some endorsement deal or something going on.
That's right. It's a new world order here on America Tonight. We want an endorsement deal. We want an endorsement deal, or we're going to protest. I like that.
We're supposed to qualify for Q school now.
And if you can, can you imagine if you qualified? You and the other, however many, have tried before.
I know.
It's a long list, my friend.
All the people
definitely
move out to Arizona or Vegas and try to golf year-round and perfect their game, but yet they can't do it.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, coming up in the next, Matt knows this, coming up on Thursday, we've got another Nail the Score, only this time it will be a playoff game. Could it be the Jets and the Bengals, the Ravens and the Patriots, the Eagles and the Cowboys, the Packers and the Cardinals? It's interesting, in looking at all four of those games, which game could be the best game? I wonder what's the Ravens-Patriots could be an interesting game. I don't think that the Packers-Cardinals game is going to be very interesting. I don't see any problem for the Pack there. And the Eagles-Cowboys game, who knows, after the way the Eagles played in that last game, getting shut out, humiliating, putting absolutely zero, nothing on the board, but just not even looking like they had anything going on. And they look like such a good team heading into the playoffs. So it's a mystery to me, but there is no mystery as far as Nail the Score, because one of the games will be chosen. Our computer will randomly decide what the game of the week is, and then you get to call us in that third hour on Thursday, and perhaps we will have a Nail the Score winner before the Super Bowl, or maybe the Super Bowl will be the Nail the Score winner. Let's hope, though. Just remember, Thursday, third hour, right here on America Tonight.